So you may have heard us talking this morning about this story, really just a sweet story about a guy delivering a pizza to a house like they always do. And they open the door and here's your pizza. Have a great night. And then what happens? Well, listen.
Thank you. Enjoy. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later, bud. Enjoy your pizza.
You're so nice. You can just blow kisses,
nice
okay?
Nice meeting you, bud.
Say goodnight. Bye. Thank you.
So what's going on there is a little guy is running after the pizza guy.
Yeah, and his mom, Lindsay, was at the door and said, come on, it's time to go.
Right,
and they're just laughing like you could hear on the audio.
Right.
And she just thought it was so sweet and so funny. And then she realized, wait, I do have this camera doorbell thing, and like a lot of us do.
I should share this.
And she goes, I want to see if it's on there. And, of course it was. And it was just such a sweet interchange between the pizza driver and the little boy. And so she put it on her social media, just hopes that it would make other people kind of smile.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, she was surprised to hear that this 20-second clip ended up on the timeline of the pizza delivery guy. His name is Ryan Catterson. And so Catterson contacted them and told her how delighted he was to see it. And it just brought him joy all over again. Now, here's the rest of it. He told her that he had only recently, just in the last week, lost his 16-year-old daughter unexpectedly.
Isn't that incredible?
And Cohen, the little boy, the hug meant so much to him.
I feel like God just placed within that little guy's heart an urge from God himself to go, you know what, that guy needs some love. And the little boy, Cohen, said, okay, God, I'll offer your love to this man that's going through so much heartache that had to get back to work. We were talking off the air about it earlier. Just, he's got to get back to work and earn money for his family.
And he was kind.
Yes.
And thoughtful and sweet. And then this happened. And not only that, there's even more to this story. After it went onto social media and spread like it so often does, come to find out, they had a GoFundMe campaign to
so
help
good.
Their family survive this crisis and pay for, you can imagine how many expenses they had.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, it's up to about $29,000. And I did go to that GoFundMe page just to see the comments and things like that.
Yeah.
And he is so grateful, the father. He's just like, I can't believe this is happening. Mm-hmm. Thank you to each and every one of you. I just, you know what I mean? He's just so...
So something so horrible
that
happened and then something so amazing that came about from it.
You think God is at work in this one?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
I didn't have to think long.
No. Let me see. Yes.
Yeah, right. He's at work in so many things we don't even realize.
Yeah, that memorial service is coming up just this weekend for his daughter.